here?
Well, my name is Noora Ojala and I'm from the Friends of the Finland organization. And I have been preparing these installations, and together with the Friends of the Finnish group, we have been thinking about the climate change effects in Europe. And this map is that how we are thinking that this the climate change would maybe change the way that our civilizations could live on the Europe. So this is prepared that in idea of that there won't be any change, that how we are preventing the climate change now, like we are not making a much progress on it. So this is like how it will be when the water, when there's some, like there will be these flood areas, and it's not gonna be that there is totally on the sea, but it can be for the civilization a difficult time to deal with the floods, because you won't have all the water systems in the cities, they might go down, and it will be difficulties.
In which year it will be like this?
It's like 100, like next century,
okay,
like 100 years.
120,
yeah.
120,
yeah.
Something like this.
Something
okay.
like that, yes.
And what is the motivation to design a map like this? Who had the idea?
Well, I had the idea in the first place, but then I think that because this is so huge to think about the effects, that there is this workshop type of thing to do this. So I'm inviting people to draw on their ideas, that you could actually draw something what you see, maybe immigrant flows, or maybe if there comes a desert to the Spain, or this kind of things. So that then if I get feedback, then in Finland with our group, we will always thinking about that, how this is going to be, and maybe changing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we see on the map that Hamburg won't be there in 100 years. Is that right?
Well, it can be, but there will be a flood.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
So Hamburg won't be like today. That's for sure.
No, not like today. Or then we were also thinking that Netherlands is maybe the best in the world to build up dams and kind of water pumping systems. That will they be able to create their own island? Because here there comes a flood inside countries here, and because Hamburg has these great rivers and it's like a delta area in a way. So these type of areas are difficult to keep dry in the way what we have now. Yeah. So this is the idea that maybe there is something, but we don't know. It won't be like this, what we have now. Or then we need to be much better. Something like Netherlands is now. Like they have like 5 meters, that the sea level can rise 5 meters, and there will be still, like there will be Rotterdam and Amsterdam, I think. Yeah. But none of the other cities, they don't have anything like that, what the Amsterdam and Rotterdam has, other than Haag. So it's like London, for example, is also pretty much lower land.
Do you think that the politicians of these 20 governments do enough to prevent this situation?
Maybe they don't think enough that what it's going to be. I think the how depend we are from electricity, for example. We know that in Finland very well, because the winters are so long and it will be so high temperatures that you won't be able to stay outside. Like you cannot, if there comes an immigration, something like flooding, for example, you cannot be in a tent. Maybe that there is like this risks in northern part of, so I think maybe there you think more that what are you dependent on? You are dependent on electricity, and how fast you can get rid of electricity if there comes like a major flood or...
What is your message for the G20 summit in these days in Hamburg?
Well, I think they are not seeing it at all, because sure they think that maybe it's just a business, that we need to create a business model which will like respond to this climate change effects, what it's gonna be. But it's not like, if you think like this is like visual means about showing that how huge areas this will effect. So what you will do about those million of people and those civilizations we are now dependent on the water and electricity, which maybe are not standing with this climate change, that I think won't, it's not in a mind of G20. No, I wouldn't say they are more thinking that the faster we are growing, the better we are coming with the economically thinking. But who has like, who will get the profit if you want to build up all this fence against the sea level rise or the flooding? Yeah.
Do you think that there is a lack of information?
Well, maybe there is a lack of information about the seriousness, that how serious it will be. That's for sure. And maybe they don't think that how dependent on people are. Like, there is not local food production in some places, and this way it will come when you don't have when you cannot transport things like we can now. This, I don't think there are many aspects what they are thinking about the security. They still stuck on this economical growth. Yeah, I think that's for sure.